any of the issues, or in fact the acting in that trail, call our action line. 5 o'clock. A story now on car insurance and an interesting new way to maybe lower that quotation. Now, we've heard in the last few weeks about the problems of certain towns in Lancashire and the amount of fraudulent claims that go on, costing us all more on our premiums. But what are the solutions here, especially for younger drivers? Now, we know how expensive their premiums are. Well, they could put a black box in their car and agree to the insurance company knowing when and where they're driving. Now, if young people agree to that, then in some cases, they can save a substantial amount on the yearly insurance costs and build up a no-claims bonus too. I spoke with Emma Watson, who's head of e-commerce and marketing for iCube, who's a specialist in this market, and I asked her first how this product came about.
We kind of identified a problem with our customer base. Our owner company, MotorQuote, was having some calls from our existing customers saying they were struggling to get car insurance for their teenagers, and that was back in 2006. So we worked with our insurers to come about a solution. Is how can we get young drivers affordable insurance? And the way that we saw it was, how can we reduce their risk? So we did some research, looked into it, and established that the main cause of a risk for a young driver is actually being on the road late at night after 11 o'clock. So in conjunction with our insurers at the time, we came up with iCube, basically a solution where if a young driver looks at insurance differently and says, well, okay, I'm going to take myself out of those high-risk zones, which is driving late at night, we actually reward them by giving them a preferential rate on their insurance. So we came up with iCube, and obviously to monitor that, we had to look at a telematics box. Some people call them black box.
That's an easier phrase, isn't it? Let's go with black box.
So we actually physically fit a black box into the young driver's car. Professional engineer goes out, fits it. So it's all discreet. So as far as the young driver's concerned, it doesn't kind of alter the aesthetics of the inside of the car, because I know that's quite important to them.
Sure, yeah.
And we're only interested, really, if the car is in motion. So whether it's the young driver or the named driver, it's the car that's monitored, not the actual driver.
So this little box, then, it sits there, and it allows a central sort of nervous system, a central computer, to pick up all the different drivers with that black box and say when they're moving and when the car's driving around.
Yeah, and we know that, you know, people do block their dad in or their mum in. So if somebody has to just drive the car, a couple of feet, couple of yards, we won't actually recognise that as the car being in motion. But the black box will identify as soon as the actual car is moving, and it will trigger a report back to us here, say in head office, to say that this car has been in motion in our red hours. So everybody that comes on board with iCube, they get preferential rates, but they do know if they do drive their car, because people might need to drive their car for emergencies, they're still fully insured, but we will charge them a £100 red hour charge for the entirety of that night.
Sure. Now, I know your company's sort of been involved with this for some time, but is this a product that you think could cross over to all drivers? Because in a way, there are some drivers, and I look at the way I drive sometimes, and I think, well, you know, I'm not high risk, I'm not too whizzing around at night, I'm not doing 70 and a 40, I'm not doing handbrake turns in car parks, you know, I'm a sensible driver. Could it, maybe in the future, if we all had one, could it help, you know, could it be a per mile charge, could it be a way of, you know, lowering the cost for older drivers even?
I think that's possibly, my personal opinion, yes. We've done some research, or independent research suggests that the average price of car insurance now is a whopping £961.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
So it's not just the young anymore, and it's a case of people, I think, feeling, why am I paying for other people when I can justify that I'm a good driver? So I think this is definitely going to be the future of car insurance, and there are already many schemes on board. Many of them are actually still looking at young drivers. But we've just recently launched another new product, which is kind of more mass market. So it goes to those who are paying around the £1,000 mark, and that's fair pay. So it's definitely the way forward for car insurance, particularly for those people who want to prove that they shouldn't be paying a price others are demanding.
Right.
They're taking themselves out of that bracket and being monitored.
Well, that's it. So what you're saying is they can build up a no claims discount through good driving within the terms of the conditions of the black box.
Definitely, and it's not just coming on board to IQV or whoever that does the telematics from day one. It's throughout that whole 12 months, we're building up a database of that driving, of the behaviour of that person.
Yeah.
So this person doesn't do this, doesn't do that. So when they come to their renewal, we have an absolute 100% accurate footprint of that person. So their renewal is much more accurately based on them, other than traditional methods, which again is back just down to your postcodes and your age and your gender.
There you go. Car insurance brought to you in a whole different way. A little black box in your car, but it could save you money. It's BBC Radio Lancashire, and it's 24 minutes past 5. So now to a long running...